go down here.
They being the FBI.
The FBI, yeah.
We declare our rank on this earth to be a man, to be a human being.
What caught the FBI's attention was Malcolm's demand for black rights by any means necessary. That scared the bejesus out of white people. When his life story, the one he told Alex Haley at 92 Grove, finally came out in 1965, it caused something of a sensation.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. I mean, it really sort of exploded. And I own 1/6 of it as royalties, and I still clock, God forbid I should say this, probably about $30,000 a year. And this is, what, 45 years later?
Wow. Malcolm X didn't live to see his story in print, but the book he left behind stands today as a milestone along the road to black equality and self-respect. And even now, with a black man in the White House, it remains one of the most urgent books about race ever written. Today on American Icons, we're cracking open the autobiography of Malcolm X.
When my mother was pregnant with me, she told me later, a party of hooded Ku Klux Klan riders galloped up to our home in Omaha, Nebraska one night. Surrounding the house, brandishing their shotguns and rifles, they shouted for my father to come out. My mother went to the front door and opened it. Standing where they could see her pregnant condition, she told them that she was alone with her three small children.
The autobiography of Malcolm X is an enraged, unflinching account of racism in mid-century America. It's also a kind of Horatio Alger tale. Separated from his family at age 13, Malcolm Little had fallen into a life of crime by his late teens. And by 21, he was in prison, and that is where he began to turn his life around. Adopting the name Malcolm X, he eventually became a leader of the hardcore part of the movement fighting for black rights. And yet, toward the end of his life, Malcolm changed again, softening his views. Although plenty of white people despised Malcolm X, his death came at the hands of his black former comrades in the Nation of Islam. He was only 39, and his autobiography very nearly died with him.
One morning, I heard on the radio, I think, that Malcolm had been assassinated, and that Doubleday was not going to publish his book. And I was very upset by that.
The late Barney Rossett was the founder of Grove Press. The story behind the autobiography picks up with him.
And in the papers, Nelson Doubleday said, "I don't want my secretaries to be killed because of this book." He said he didn't want stores smashed. And I thought, my God, maybe we can get it.
Rossett was notorious for publishing books nobody else would touch. Transgressive and smutty books by William S. Burroughs and Henry Miller. After Malcolm was killed and Doubleday got cold feet, Grove Press picked up the manuscript for $20,000. And Malcolm's story was finally published with these words on the cover.
He rose from hoodlum, thief, dope peddler, pimp, to become the most dynamic leader of the Black Revolution. He said he would be murdered before this book appeared. The autobiography of Malcolm X.
I know that societies often have killed the people who have helped to change those societies. And if I can die, having brought any light, having exposed any meaningful truth that will help to destroy the racist cancer that is malignant in the body of America, then all of the credit is due to Allah. Only the mistakes have been mine.
There were so many times I can remember looking out the window, wondering where my father was. And I really never knew what happened to my father.
In 1965, Ilyasa Shabazz wasn't yet 3 years old when her father was murdered.
I would have the autobiography, turn to the page where, because it was the older version with all the pictures, and it was his mugshot. I had no idea that was my father. And so I would tell my sisters that this is the man who killed Daddy. We would hit the book. I mean, we did all the little things. I would love to see this book now just to see, what did we do to that poor page, you know? And when I look at it today, I look just like the picture, you know, with a very bad perm. You know?